I'm here with a mother of two children. Her name is Gwen, and she has a 19-year-old and a 16-year-old son. And I was just going to ask her a few questions about child identity theft. And the first one, Gwen, I'm going to ask you is, how aware were you of child identity theft and when you were having children?
I realize that child identity theft is a big problem. I think children are being introduced to the internet and devices earlier than ever. And I don't think people are fully aware of how much those children could be sharing inadvertently on their computers and their search histories, as well as putting in important information like their birth dates so that they can enter into sites. And I think all of that is very dangerous.
Did you take any precautions against child identity theft when having children?
Not when I was having children, but when my two boys started to go online and use different games and apps, I told them that they couldn't buy things without my permission. I had to see the sites that they were going to, and I think they know they're never supposed to give their social security numbers or maybe their birth year to these apps, because I think so much of that can be used for tracking purposes. And I also remind them to be fully aware that all of these apps have cookies and will track them and follow them to a variety of places.
Do you think this is becoming an even bigger issue with internet and technology growing every day?
Oh, I definitely do. And companies like Facebook and Twitter base so much of their model on advertising revenue. And that advertising revenue is valuable because they know what people's habits are. And people don't realize when they're logging in, for example, to Facebook, that they're opting in to sharing all of this information, whether it's their political affiliation, what they like to shop for, where they live, what ISP addresses they use. All of that information is public. And these companies are scraping it and selling it without their permission. So it's very, very worrisome.
Thank you very much, Gwen, for your time.
You're welcome.